Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Mary Kissel, Executive Vice President of Stevens Incorporated, former senior advisor to the Secretary of State. The CNN Business Report, international brands are revealing the damage to their bottom line from China's zero COVID policy, where tens of millions of people remain in lockdown and almost every major business has been disrupted. This is a worldwide challenge, quite apart from the war in Ukraine. And we note that President of France is speaking to the General Secretary about war in Ukraine. We have what appears to be an illogical and futile effort for zero COVID in China, where we believe the virus started, damaging the economy, locking up, or in some fashion restricting the freedom of, the last time I saw a number, it said 340 million people, which is more people than are in the United States. And also 46 cities are shut down from manufacturing or shipping or hospitals or education or health care. In other words, damaging the future of the people of China. For what? Mary, I've looked and looked and I cannot find an explanation other than she's in charge. She says zero COVID is the way forward, therefore obey. Is that how sophisticated it is, Mary?
Yeah, I think that's pretty much what it is. And the people who will suffer the most are the innocent people of China who have absolutely no say over who leads them or what policies are put in place, what restrictions are imposed on their freedoms, what kind of awful treatment they get, the corruption that they face every day, the sickness that they shouldn't have but do, the food shortages, you name it. It's a terrible situation. They don't deserve it. And unfortunately, you know, this is what they have to suffer through, thanks to this totalitarian regime. It's a human travesty.
The Maoist example, a greatly forward, all of the Red Guards, where there were excesses and they were excused with the Stalinist proverb, to make an omelet, you've got to break some eggs. However, the people of China have better communication tools than existed anywhere in the 20th century. I understand there's a Great Wall of the Great Wall of the Internet, and that firewall keeps them from, say, reading Bloomberg or CNN, but it doesn't keep them from communicating, Mary. It can't be silenced when there are routine stories of protests, challenges across the country. They're not just saluting and going back inside without adequate confidence that they'll have a meal tonight. They're protesting. Now you've known China in a way that I cannot, Mary. The Chinese people, I've never believed there were anything but sophisticated actors when it came to taking care of their families. So is she challenging the family structure of China? And is the family structure strong enough to push back?
Oh, I don't think we have any idea of the breadth and the depth of the protests in China or the yearning for a less corrupt system and a safer, more prosperous place to live. We don't know because we don't have access to large swaths of the country. I can't repeat this enough. I say it almost every time I'm on your show. But, you know, I'd like to see the terms of the deal that the current U.S. administration did with Beijing to trade Chinese propagandists to let them come back into the United States in return for sending American actual reporters back into China. Which, by the way, of course, the CCP is reneging on that deal. That revelation just came out the other day. But I hope we drove a hard bargain and said, if your people are going to come back here, then our people need to wander around and be able to go wherever they want to go. I think there is probably a less than 0% chance that that was the deal that we struck. And so there's no way to answer your question, John. Because if our reporters and our diplomats and our business people can't wander around, then we can only guess at the level of protest that we're gleaning off of the internet. And you're right. The Great Firewall of China does keep foreign media sources and sites away from the Chinese people, but that doesn't really matter. Those ideas, they don't need us to have those ideas. They're perfectly capable of seeing what's wrong inside their country and talking to each other about it and working hopefully for something better. The problem is this totalitarian system makes it very difficult for the Chinese people to enact change.
Mary Kissel, Executive Vice President, Stevens Incorporated, many years in Hong Kong for the Wall Street Journal now, and former senior advisor for the Secretary of State. I'm John Basham.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.